Initiating transmission. Data received. You are now plugged into Action Features.
Recording right now.
Is it? Did you start it already?
I started it.
You're not gonna eat any crunchy snacks this time. You've already eaten.
Well, we have those cookies.
We have the cookies, yes, but you just ate a burrito. So do you think you're? You think you're good?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess we're fine. Oh. Hey. Hello there. Well, I'm surprised you didn't knock first.
What have I told you about knocking?
Yeah. Mm. Come on. What were you, born in a barn?
Shut the door. I was gonna say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. You probably were born in a barn. All right, hey, that's a movie. We haven't done one of those in a while. We're talking about a movie quote, and then
nobody guessed last time.
Nobody ever guesses.
Nobody cares. See, nobody cares.
That's another one.
What's that one from?
See, nobody cares.
See, nobody cares.
Yeah. Dotson. That was an extra little clue.
That's a giveaway.
It might be a giveaway, but maybe not. All right, hey everybody, welcome to Action Features episode fill in the blank because I don't remember what episode this is.
Eight. We're on number 8.
We're 8. Okay.
Wow.
What is that? Second grade. Is 8 second grade? I think it's second grade.
For most.
Yeah, we've made it to second grade. If this was Billy Madison, mm-hmm. we'd be in second grade.
Billy passed the third grade. Oh, what a glorious day. Oh, passed the third grade. The Billy Madison way. Rock on!
Yeah, there's the singing.
We went too much, but it's too loud.
Is it too? You're gonna have to tone it down. Can you tone it down?
I will afterwards, but still, it peaks when we do it, and it's
Is it sneak and peek?
It's not sneak and peek. It just peaks. Yeah.
Well, hey everybody, you're back for another episode, and we've got quite a bit of things to talk about. I think.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's like a set thing this time, but I think there's a lot of stuff to cover because a lot's happened in the past week.
We're just gonna have fun.
I think it's gonna be a ton of fun. These are always the best ones. Or maybe they're not. We've only had 8.
Nobody knows. So,
it's tough to say it's the best ones because we've only had 8 of them. All right, you got anything you want to start with?
Not really.
You don't want to start?
Well, this might be on your list. The official full-length Prometheus trailer.
Look what I'm doing right now.
Has been
I've got
released.
A list.
You're crossing it off.
I've got a pen right here. I wonder if this will pick up.
A little bit.
It did pick up
a little bit.
Because I had the Prometheus trailer on my list.
Well, I got to tell you... I told you already, but I got to tell mm-hmm. the listeners that I have this thing where I see a teaser trailer, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And then they show the full-length trailer, and I'm...
It's not as awesome.
Not so much. But this is the exception to that rule, because the trailer looks freaking fantastic.
It looked great.
The trailer's great. The movie, I'm sure is going to be awesome.
Don't be too sure of yourself.
Well, okay. I'm like, okay.
Don't get your... See, I'm afraid
I'm trying
of
not to.
Happening.
I'm trying not to get too
you
hyped.
Because you're very critical of movies.
Yeah, but how bad can it be?
Well, it could be bad. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be good.
Especially for you, I hope you don't get your hopes up.
Okay.
Because you need to stay grounded.
I'll try not to.
That brings me to another point. The Prometheus trailer is great. Everybody should see it. But staying grounded with films can sometimes help a film be better when you go see it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, your expectations are really low going in. Which brings me to the point, my wife, you know, she listens to the podcast. She's one of our, I think we have like 3 or 4 female listeners.
I know that
now.
She does. Oh, boy.
It's getting out of hand.
I'm going to have to start minding my manners.
Yeah. So she said, you know how you guys did the ones you went into with high expectations and were disappointed by?
Mm-hmm.
You should do a list of ones you had very low expectations on and were happy with.
Bobby is correct.
That's a great list.
We should do that.
I can think of some right off the top of my head.
I have some right off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Right off the top.
Leave them on there.
I'm not going to say.
It's too early. Don't take them off your head.
I will say.
Okay. So that's going to be a future episode, I think. Like a top 5 movies you thought were going to suck. Or watch the language, James. Let's say stink.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Let's say stink instead.
Mind your P's and Q's.
Movies you thought were going to stink and ended up you enjoyed them and liked them a lot.
I like that list.
All right. So thanks, Bobby. That's my wife that gave us that idea. My wife had another idea. I'm going to share both. I'm crossing things off my list right now. Let's see.
Is this all we're doing? Why don't we just have Bobby come on and talk about it?
I said, why don't you come on sometime? She said, I'm not interested. She threatened to call in over something. I can't remember what it was.
How was she going to call in?
I don't know. She was going to call my cell phone. And
don't
she
answer.
Put the cell phone
if
up.
If she calls, don't answer.
I won't answer.
Good.
So she the other thing she said when I mentioned in the one episode my dad cried at E.T.
Yeah.
Right. She said, oh well, maybe you should talk about other movies that were inappropriate that people cried at. It was inappropriate to cry at. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, your dad cried at E.T., and it's not appropriate, really, to cry at E.T. when you're a grown man.
Well, it's okay.
And she said, there's a story that you told me about your sister. And I had totally forgotten the story, and it's a good story, right? So when Home Alone 2 came out, Home Alone 2 Lost in New York, right? Do you remember what year that came out, Mike?
I'm going to say 1999.
99?
I'm just kidding. Okay. I know it's not 99.
Well, whatever year it was, I gotta know what it is. I'm going to look this up real quick.
I want to say it was like 93.
I want to say it was around 93 as well. Because it was not too far from when Home Alone 1 came out.
92 maybe?
Well, since my sister doesn't listen to this, I have no problem telling the story. Hang on. It's not a great story, but it's funny.
Well, you better tell it.
I'm getting there. Hang on. I just want to see the release date. That way I can put a time frame on how old we are.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Action Features.
92.
Home of the Pot. Okay, I said 90. Remember when I said 92?
92.
The last name I said, the last date.
I think I was, what was I? In 92, I was 14, I think.
Maybe.
Was that bigger? It was 14. I think I was 14. 14 and 92. And my sister, I think, was 15. Mm-hmm. Going to be 15, going to be 16. We went and saw Home Alone 2 together, me and my sister, and it was just the two of us in the theater, and...
Just the two of us.
Anyway, so we watched the movie, and in the movie...
Just the two of us.
Kevin's by himself, and I think he's sad or something like that, and the bad guys are going to get him. I don't remember what part it was, but it was a part that
he's
really
missing his family towards the end.
Maybe he's missing his family, but... she started crying in the theater and was saying things like, it's going to be okay. You know,
she was talking
to her. She said, and I was like, what are you crying about? And I said, and she said, I feel bad for Kevin. He doesn't have a family, but the pigeon lady's going to help him and it's going to be okay. And I got up and I moved. And it was just like the two of us in the theater, but it was like, I don't want anybody to accidentally come in and see me with you and you're crying. So I sat in like a different section of the theater,
wow.
And I would look back, and I could see that she was still crying.
You got to stick with your sister.
I couldn't
those
do
times.
It. I couldn't stick with her because you don't cry in Home Alone 2.
She didn't know that later on Kevin was going to light a rope on fire,
exactly,
and burn them.
Speaking of which,
she didn't know he was going to throw bricks at him and hit Marv every time.
He's a murderer. He knew that those things would murder those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not an idiot kid. You throw a brick from the top of a building and hit somebody in the head, you murdered him.
All the things in...
you 100% murdered him.
All the things in the first movie, too.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All these things, he murders those people.
He's killing them.
When he electrocutes... I used to not like Home Alone 2. And Mike clued me in that it is one of the best movies ever made. Because at the time when he's frying him and he turns up the juice and it actually turns into a skeleton.
And then
it turns back. It's so funny and I love that moment.
Oh, I loved it.
But he's actually killing him. I mean, he has no... And he turns
it
up with like
die.
A little tiny bit at a time. He's really enjoying the fact that he's killing this
savoring
dude.
It.
So, okay. That was an unexpected one that we talked about Home Alone.
I like Home Alone.
Oh, I like
both
Home Alone
them.
Too. So that was another one that she said was inappropriate to cry at. And I said, okay, well that's only two, hun. That's not enough for like a list. And she said, oh, and then there was When You Cried It Up, which I did cry
You
it
did
up.
Cry. You,
I cried both times I've seen it.
Both times?
I've seen it two times. I cried both times. I tried to hold it together the second time. But when he's like looking to the family, like the old album and things like that, I'm about to start crying right now thinking about it. I got to pull it together.
I haven't seen it. Don't cry on the show.
Don't
cry on the
show. I
don't
want to cry. And she said, oh, and you could also mention how much I made fun of you for it. And she did make fun of me for it.
Yeah.
And she still makes fun of me for it.
It's funny.
But it's a touching movie. And I want other guys to chime in on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/actionfeatures or on actionfeatures.net that you cried it up to because I don't want to feel alone.
Up to the sequel.
No, not up
part,
to.
Part two. The.
It's not up to you. Huh? No, up the original movie.
Make as seven in, up yours.
No. I'm talking about up the movie if you cried at it to. T-O-O. You got it?
Yeah, okay, also.
Man, it is getting warm up here.
Sorry.
Should I go turn on the air? Can you handle things? Can you hold on the fort?
Nope.
I think you can.
I can't do it.
I think you can.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, go. Okay, go.
I'm doing it, man.
If you're just tuning in, this...
I'm
just kidding.
I don't
know. Keep talking. We'll see.
I'm going to keep going. I'm still
so James is... James is... turning the air on in here because it's a little warm. But I would like to mention, now that we're alone, that I've also cried at a couple of movies I haven't seen up yet. Oh, James is back. Nothing.
This is going to be interesting for me when I come back to listen to this episode.
Oh, you're going to listen to this?
I always listen to it.
Well, I might edit it. I might edit what I said out.
Okay. We don't do edits. We don't know how to do edits. We still don't know how to do edits.
I know how to do edits, but I don't
do you know how to cut stuff out?
I like the spontaneity. Yeah, I know how to cut stuff out.
I didn't know you knew how to do that.
Oh, yeah, I can do all that.
I don't know where you are. Oh, there's...
You were talking about...
Can you chime in on something? I've been, feeling like I've just taking control of it. I know your mom thinks I'm the star. But at the same time, I don't want to just...
Yeah.
I don't want to control this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
talk about those Doritos, too. Don't forget to talk about... You should talk about those Doritos.
Well, I'm talking about... Okay, I'll do the Doritos right now. Listen.
Talk about those Doritos.
Doritos has... they have a new Dorito out, okay? I know we talk about Doritos a lot, but listen up.
And you
up.
Eat them a lot.
Listen up.
On the show.
Listen up. They're called Jacked. Doritos Jacked. And I accidentally picked up a smoky chipotle barbecue flavor.
Which I like.
Which James liked. I'm not crazy about, but that's okay. But they have a... What's the other flavor?
I don't remember Jack, what it was
now. It's some sort of cheese. It's a nacho.
No, it wasn't a cheese. Wasn't it like some kind of like... spicy stuff?
It was spicy for sure.
Kind of
it
spicy might, stuff.
Anyway, delicious. Delicious. They're bigger than regular Doritos, and they're thicker.
They're big.
They're crunchier.
They're really...
What do you want to do?
I want to say they're 10 inches across.
Well, you want to say
I
want
to say it.
But you can't.
It would be inaccurate.
So go pick those up. We're not receiving any money for this plug, by the way. We should be.
We should.
So if anybody from Doritos is listening,
yeah.
I want a paycheck.
Doritos is going crazy with the flavors. There's almost too many flavors now.
It's getting crazy.
But you and I both agree that now that these bigger, crunchier ones are out, all the Doritos should be made like this.
Yeah, don't even make the old ones anymore.
Don't make those tiny ones.
It's inferior. They're inferior.
Why would you make those still?
Stupid.
All right. I'm sorry I wanted to throw that in.
No, it's all right. I like it. So, my friend Chad, who lives in California, listens. he's a smart man.
I know where this is going.
He's a smart man. He's a doctor. Dr. Chad. So Dr. Chad is
a doctor of what?
Of medicine.
Really?
Yep.
You don't know what he's a doctor of, do you?
He's a GI.
A GI?
Gastrointestinal doctor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
That is accurate. That is the truth. But
I was trying to call you out on your friend's profession. Like, he'd been talking to you about it and, like, filling you in. You were just like, oh, yeah, you're a doctor. That's good. But you actually didn't know anything about him. But you did know something about him. Good job, buddy.
I do, actually.
Good job.
So he's listening, and he just listens at his leisure. But I got a text from him yesterday or the day before. And he said, I think you just made fun of me on your podcast, the me from the year 2000. and I knew exactly what he's talking about because when I said that I was watching episode one and somebody leaned over and said that it was cool that Anakin was making 3PO. I didn't say names.
He's got to own it. He said it. He's got
to
own it.
He said it. And I admitted to him and he said... he said I was on my high horse, and he said it was cool that Anakin made C-3PO. And then he confirmed that he was just joking, and he said he didn't think that he said that. And I said, yeah, I think you did. And he said it was an exciting time. We all said things that we regret, and it's true. We all do. We all said things. And he said, I just don't have a forum to make fun of things that you said. So he doesn't have that forum, but this forum is good enough to capture all the stupid things that I'm going to say. So,
exactly.
Chad, just enjoy.
He could post on the Facebook page embarrassing stories about you.
I told him. He said I want to write emails so I can be critical and so I can be
write emails. Only one person gets that.
Exactly, but he wants us to have a segment on the podcast where we read people's emails.
Oh, I like that.
I said, send me an email. I'll read it.
You know, it's really weird. I just went from two extremes with Chad.
Yeah.
At first, I'm like, this guy knows nothing because he loves that Anakin builds C-3PO. It's his favorite thing in the Star Wars movies.
But he's...
Even the classic trilogy. and then I went to the other extreme and said, wow, this email idea is great. So now it's balanced out. So my first impression of Chad is now balanced out. Before, it was just that this guy... doesn't know anything about anything except GI stuff.
So anyway, it was pretty funny that I inadvertently made fun of
him. You called him out.
And he remembered it.
Yeah.
He remembered
it.
He obviously got that. We got that out of the way.
Yeah.
So that's good. Enough personal stories.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have?
You got anything else?
Oh, I've got some stuff.
I got lots of stuff still.
Look at all that stuff.
How many things would you say you have?
I have maybe one more thing.
One more? I've got like five.
Well.
Okay, I'm going to try and rattle through them. We're good on time,
just
right?
Just go, yeah. I might come up with something
else. I wanted to mention, and I don't know if you knew this, Bruce Willis's birthday, I think, was yesterday.
Are you serious?
I want to say it was yesterday or the day before.
Me and Bruce, in March.
I might be wrong about that. I could have been maybe reading an old newspaper.
Like an old newspaper wouldn't be accurate on when his birthday was.
It said he was 23.
Same every year.
I still think it's current. He turned 57. This could have been a dream I had. I don't know.
You're going to give me false information.
For some reason, I think that somebody might have said that Bruce Willis' birthday just happened and he turned 57.
Okay.
57?
He's dating a supermodel.
He looks great for 57.
They're pregnant.
They're pregnant? Oh, well.
That's what they say about
couples. I
really
don't like when people say that.
That's what people say about
couples. It's actually her that's pregnant.
She is.
Okay, which brought it into mind, though.
Oh, he's married to her.
Married?
Did I say that they were dating?
I think you said dating.
That was an accident. They're married.
That brought it to mind when I saw that, though. I thought about when Ashton Kutcher was with Demi Moore.
Duke Kutcher.
Demi Moore? I don't know how to say that.
Demi?
Demi Moore.
Demi.
I think that's correct. When they were together, he was like palling around with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Well, Bruce was palling around with him. Bruce was kind of like hanging out. There's all these pictures.
Yeah. He was always there with them.
No, you couldn't do it. But guess what? That's how cool Bruce is.
Exactly.
And when Demi and Ashton Kutcher were at like a red carpet thing or whatever, and they're trying to get pictures taken with the family, Bruce is like,
he's sidling in.
Guess what? Here,
like, I'm right here.
I'm here too. Putting his arms around him and stuff.
I'd be so uncomfortable. Like, if I was in that situation and I'm like going with Bruce Willis's ex and he's always hanging around and stuff like that, because you're not going to call Bruce Willis out or be like, hey, dude, back off.
No, Ashton Kutcher is not going to talk to Bruce Willis like that.
You know, you're just going to be like,
he'll shoot you. Bruce Willis will shoot you.
I guess Bruce Willis is just, I guess I get him when I get Demi Moore. I get him too.
Say yippee-ki-yay.
He's part of it too.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Okay. That's enough. You know the rest. We've given Ashton Kutcher enough of our attention.
Yeah. I don't want to give him anymore.
Okay. Well, that was another thing.
And neither does Demi. That matter.
Last episode, we sang Gotham City.
Yeah.
We sounded great.
Gotham City! Yeah, we sounded okay.
It's not
as good as Perfect Straight. Okay.
I would lean towards great.
I have to agree, though.
Okay. You know, Blaze listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I'll catch him in another room.
Singing.
Or he's somewhere, he's singing it.
He's singing Gotham City?
Gotham City! City of Justice. He doesn't know all the words, and it'll just be like,
City of Gotham City.
That's all he needs to know. He just goes right back to it. When I catch him, I'm like, are you singing that Gotham City? And he said, oh yeah, I'm singing the Gotham City. And then he'll just
by
go
the
on
way,
to something else.
If you haven't looked up that song, look it up and watch the video. Watch
it's
the
hard
music
to find
video.
It.
Is it?
It's really hard to find. When I tried to find it to play it for you over the intercom, to punish you for not bringing those Batman DVDs.
Yeah, which I did.
It ended up being a reward, though, because the song is so awesome.
It's great.
I couldn't find it. Like, everywhere I went, it would say it's been removed for copyright or whatever. Eventually, I found one that had no video attached. It was just, like, the picture of the album.
Absurd.
I found tons of the remix. He did a remix of that.
Why?
I don't know why. But it's totally different, and
that,
it's not as good as the one we were singing.
That tells me that, in hindsight, he still doesn't care that it was inaccurate.
He doesn't care. He doesn't give a crap. He's R. Kelly. He's too busy, you know.
I'm putting it down.
Doing R. Kelly things that I don't want to talk about on here.
Doing what he's
doing. Doing what he's doing.
Doing what he does best,
you know. All right, so that narrows that down. I got like two or three things left.
City of peace. Well, let me get through something. I want to.
We all need it.
Can't live without it.
Okay, that's enough. He's going to be singing it like nonstop.
We got to stop.
Okay.
We have to
can't
stop.
We'll stop.
I want to talk about a toy. That I had as a kid. Actually, I didn't have it, but I wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Cause
I know what it is. I'm looking at it right now.
I'm holding it right now.
It's leading into another story for me.
That's
I'm
good.
Happy you said that.
All right. So here's the toy. It's called Hit Sticks, and some of you might remember it. Okay? So it's a little speaker that you clip on your belt with two drumsticks that you can play in the air. You can play in the air. I wanted it so bad as a kid. And the kids that were in the commercial were having a great time.
They had a great time.
They were playing all kinds of music
everywhere.
And all kinds of songs.
Yeah.
They were going nuts with it, starting bands with the hit sticks.
Everybody loved them.
Everybody loved the hit sticks.
In the commercial.
In the commercial.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until way later in my life, I was probably 25 or so, a good friend of ours that used to come into the store brings me a gift. And he's like, you were talking about hit sticks. I have something for you. He had hit sticks.
Yeah.
He must have found them in his attic or something. Yeah. I put a battery in that sucker right away. And
the
I
one
started
that's right in front of us
and
right
I
now.
Started to jam.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? After about 3 seconds, I was pretty disappointed because the only thing you can do with it is They only make snare sounds.
That's it.
Both of them. So you can't play a beat. All you could... The only...
You can bang them against each other.
That's it. The only thing that hit sticks are good for is playing Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe.
Poison.
That girl is poison.
Yeah.
Poison.
It's good for that, poison. Though.
Poison. Can't just see that girl and smile. That girl is poison.
Yeah. I thought you were playing the album just now. I didn't. If I turned away, right. I was thinking it was it.
But that's the only thing you can do with them.
That's all you can do. I had hit guitar. They did other instruments. Do you remember that?
Now I do, now that you said
it. They did hit sticks, and that was so popular, they went on to other instruments. I know there was hit guitar, but I don't remember what... Oh, Bobby's calling in.
Hit guitar, to me, it seems...
She stopped calling. Mm. I think she realized that we were podcasting. She's like, oh, he's going to pick up. He's going to put me on. I had hit guitar, and it was terrible.
Yeah, what could you do with that? It was a handle.
It had a handle, and then it was attached to the speaker thing.
Right.
And there was buttons on the handle, and it would just make like... Bow, 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 bow. And you could do like... It had more noises than that.
Yeah.
But still, there's nothing you could do with it.
I hate the hit sticks.
But that leads me into this. Are you done with your hit sticks?
Maybe.
If you don't want to be done.
Well, no, I'm done. I mean, you go. I want to say that you can just throw an S right on the beginning of those of the hit sticks. Mm-hmm. Throw an S right on the beginning. You know what I'm talking about?
What?
Throw an S at the beginning of hit sticks.
Oh, come on now.
Can't say it.
That's bad language.
Can't live without it. Can't say it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna tell.
But that's basically what they're worth.
I'm gonna tell what it was.
That's what they're worth.
I'm gonna tell what it was. This whole instruments thing.
Damn.
Makes it tough to tell the story.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I had a B-wing.
Yeah.
And I think you know this story.
Oh, I know this story.
I had a Star Wars B-wing, right? But I didn't have a ton of like Star Wars guys, and I had a good amount, but not like an insane amount of Star Wars guys, and I didn't have a B-wing pilot, and so like I didn't play with my B-wing as a B-wing a whole lot. But I really loved Bruce Springsteen. So what I did was I tied a string around my B-wing and turned it into a play guitar. And my dad had this like scaffolding unit upstairs that was
Bee
near
sting.
A bed.
Bruce Springsteen.
And I would like have this bandana.
Bruce B-wing.
Bruce B-wing. B-wing sting. Bruce B-wing sting. So I would play this thing. I would play Born in USA as loud as I could.
Yes.
And I'd be playing with my B-wing like I was playing guitar. And then I'd like jump off onto the bed like I was crowd surfing.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I'm the boss.
Yeah. Born in the USA.
That was it. That was the story. That was all there is.
You could do B-wing maybe... you could do part of that song with hit sticks.
You could.
Born in the USA.
You got it.
I was
born...
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
In the USA.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You could do part of the song with that, with the hit sticks.
Yep. All right, well.
Shoot.
Okay. It's going to make it hard to move on to other things.
I can't believe I just did that.
Hit sticks should have been saved at the end.
I can't believe
we
just
peaked way too early in this one.
I can't believe I did that.
Because everything else I have on my list is not as good as the hit sticks.
Well, I was hoping to bring them back periodically when people least expected it.
Okay.
Do you have anything you need a drum roll to lead up to?
Nope.
Shoot.
Well,
counting on that.
I don't. Here's a couple quick things.
Counting on that.
Walking Dead. You don't watch it.
I don't. I know. I don't watch it.
The season finale for season 2 just happened, and it was amazing.
Was it?
The show is so good.
Was it a cliffhanger?
It is a cliffhanger. And the great thing about Walking Dead, okay, it started as a comic, right?
Yeah.
And actually...
Ended up as a toy line.
A poor toy line. A very poor toy line.
Agreed.
But we actually... You don't know... I don't know if you know this or not, if you remember this or not. But the artist for the early run of Walking Dead, Tony Moore, was local, and he used to come into the toy mall.
Yes.
And he was actually going to do
that
some work for us on we talked to him about a commissioned piece.
That's right.
For a project that Mike and I were working on, but
That's
we never
right.
he moved and we didn't get to finish it off. But yeah, so Tony Moore, that's just a little anyway.
Oh,
you know this guy. And he's in the opening credits, like his name is listed in the opening credits
that's
of the
cool.
show, which is very cool.
That's cool.
Where was I going with this? Oh, so the season finale was awesome. And the great thing about this show is it's not, like, dead on to the comic.
Yeah.
It takes little things that are a little divergent and adds new characters, and there's little things that have changed. So even if you read these stories in the comic, you don't know where it's going still because certain things are being changed.
Right.
You have to watch this show, dude. I'll have to get you the season set for season 1 or something. I know you're not like a huge like zombie-y
get it
type
for me
fan.
As a gift on DVD.
Maybe it's a borrow on DVD.
You can buy it for me on DVD.
Maybe I'll transfer it to VHS for you.
Transfer.
Yeah, I have the ability to burn DVDs.
Give me.
But instead, I'll just put it on VHS.
Oh. Yeah. You have to give me a.
Oh, I'll do like some YouTubers, and I'll hold a video camera up to the TV.
That's great.
And record it that way.
That's good.
That's gonna be the perfect way for you to watch it.
Get that to
me. You'll really enjoy it.
Get it to me that way.
So.
So I can watch.
Walking Dead is awesome, and you really need to watch it. Like you really need to watch it.
I'll think about it.
Come on now. How about you make a commitment on the show?
If you get me. DVD.
Make it come in.
I don't know why that's so funny.
It's so close.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Mike. Will you please come in on the show to watch The Walking Dead, please?
Just between us.
Okay.
Just.
Mike, be, just. Mike.
Be our little secret.
Mike, just tell him that you're going to commit to it. You don't really have to do
you
it.
You know, wait a second.
Okay.
I'm afraid that when people are listening.
Yeah.
When they hear us getting close to the mic, they think we're getting close to each other.
We're not. We are.
We're not.
But we are.
We're closer.
Mike, back off. Your beard is scratching my face.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, sugar. Anyway, so yeah, you need to watch that, dude.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So that was one
okay.
thing. I'm almost.
I'm making
done.
The commitment right now. I'll try it.
You're gonna watch it.
Well, you always wanted to get under 30 minutes, so we're doing it.
Is it under 30?
It's 25 minutes.
I
right
still
now.
Got things left to do, though, dude.
Okay.
Heather, which is a friend of my wife and I.
Yes.
We were actually... She just left a review on the...
iTunes.
On the iTunes.
iPod. She left it on her iPod.
She left it on her iPod and yeah. somehow made it to the iTunes. And we appreciate the...
Probably from uploading.
We appreciate the nice reviews. We don't appreciate anything under 5 stars, so don't do it. If you're going to go under 5 stars, we appreciate reviews that are positive, and we appreciate reviews that are 5 stars. We don't appreciate the other things, so don't do it if you were considering saying, hey, these guys are just okay.
We do appreciate constructive criticism.
Not really.
James doesn't, but
I'll
take it into consideration.
I don't appreciate it. she left a nice comment that said, these guys are funny, or something like that. It's so random. They talk about, you know, comics and also... And then things like fighting werewolves and this and other thing. And when I read it, I was like, wait a second. We didn't talk about fighting werewolves.
Yeah.
We're talking about fighting wolves. But if you go back and listen to the episode with the fighting wolves, imagine it as werewolves. And the stats that Mike is listening aren't as impressive when you think
not as impressive.
As about as werewolves.
I'm not so keen to fight a werewolf.
Well, it'd be a lot easier. Just silver bullets, the only way you're going to win. So
where am I supposed to come by one of those?
In the movies, all they do is melt down their silver. Like their silver spoons.
I don't
spoons.
Have any silver.
Silver spoons? Like
silver
the show?
Silver spoons together.
Yeah.
You and I. Is that the theme song?
I don't know.
I don't know this.
I don't remember.
I remember he's riding that little train around.
I do remember
the,
that too. And Carlton's in it. Our fellow Ribeiro. He's in there.
Yep.
What is the theme song for that? I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on it.
I think what I just saw.
I didn't watch
was,
Silver
was
Spoons
accurate.
Very much.
I didn't either. We might be alone in that. I know a lot of people watched
having,
it, but I had other things to watch. Listen.
The Growing Pains theme is stuck in my head, and I can't get it out.
I was watching Growing Pains.
Yeah, that's stuck in my head.
I was watching Family Ties. I was watching Charles in Charge.
Show me that smile again.
Well, show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
We know we're near
yeah.
the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, we're
yeah.
near.
The rest is ready to begin. I don't know if we got the words right. As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning
right in our hands, baby. Rain or shine, all the time.
I don't remember all the words.
We got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, the hit sticks came back.
You see?
There it is.
Those should have been cymbals. That should have been a cymbal sound.
We sang a lot in this one. We should stop right now. That's too much to give them. We're wasting all
you know
our
what?
Ammunition.
I'm going to be honest, too. I'm going to share a little secret with our
yeah.
listener. I'm off key. I'm off key tonight.
Oh, you sounded great. Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm off tonight. I'm
Don't
little...
worry about it.
I'm worried. James, I'm worried.
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about
Don't
it.
Don't worry about it. All right. There's only one other point I had to make, and it was just to criticize some current comics. But I kind of feel bad, like, if people are reading this comic, and I might ruin it for them.
You might.
Well, there's two things that I read today that Bob at my comic shop pointed out to me.
Okay.
Okay, so you got the new 52, right? The new DC, and they're changing things up, making things different, you know, to entice new readers.
What the new 52.
Okay.
Let's just do a little brief background.
I burped inside myself.
Gross.
I kept it inside. I kept it inside.
Well, I'm glad you kept it inside, but then you talked about it instead. I burped inside myself.
Well, I just wanted you to know that I'm making an effort.
I don't know which is worse.
Hey, you want to have a cookie?
Yes.
Here it is.
Before it's over. Cookie.
These are Girl Scout cookies, right? These yes. Do-si-dos.
I have a little interesting side note. Girl Scouts do not actually make the cookies.
That's true. I'm going to eat one with you this day.
I feel it.
I'm going to break the rules, right?
Breaking bread.
Mmm.
Peanut butter.
That's good.
Mmm. What are these? Peanut butter Sammies? Mmm. Do-si-dos. Yeah. All
right, well. Somebody show up on a motorcycle here.
I see the Girl Scouts all the time. I don't see the Boy Scouts doing anything.
When I was a kid?
What happened to them?
When I was a kid? I gave up on being a Boy Scout really quick. So, you know, I'm not interested, in this. But that's not the point of the story. My sister got real sick when she was supposed to be selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
And I went out and sold them four.
That's good of you.
And I sold so many more because I came out and said, hey, I know I'm a boy. I know that. You know it.
That's the way to do it.
I'm selling Girl Scout cookies for my sister. She's sick, and she really wants to win this prize, so I went and sold them.
That makes up for you not sitting next to her.
Exactly. At the theater. We're even. And for the sneak and peek cheating. Both of these things are made up for the fact that she got the prize she wanted. I sold so many Girl Scout cookies doing that. Almost every house was like, oh, that's so nice. We're buying Girl Scout cookies. So that's a tip to you Girl Scouts out there. Pretend you're sick, make your brother go out, and do the sob story. And
you guys want some cookies?
You guys want some cookies? That's how I did it. That's how I did it when I came to the door.
Wilderness girls.
I don't remember the story.
Remember that loaded weapon?
Yep. You told them what it was. Why'd you tell them that one?
We did. They weren't going to guess.
I don't know what the story was.
We already got two in the pipe.
Comics. We did two.
Sorry, we got sidetracked, everybody.
Yeah. This will be the last thing for this one, right?
Yeah.
All right. It's not going to be a good ending.
We got to keep going until we find a good
ending. Well, we're not going to. Okay?
Well, tell it.
Okay.
Talking about comic books.
DC with the New 52. Here's what's going on. They did this big event thing where they're trying to entice the new generation of readers.
Are they
whatever.
Bringing back Spider-Man?
Yeah, they're going to. DC's going to bring back Spider-Man.
I thought so.
That's one of the main things. So they got rid of all the old continuity. Every old book is gone. Mm-hmm. So Batman, which I think was like an 800 or something like that, or Action was 800, I don't know. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head what it was up to, but I know it was past 800, I think.
Wow.
Action Detective, both those numbering, gone. Those books are gone, the numbering is gone. Everything restarted with a new number one. Almost every character was changed in some way. Either their costume was changed, the origin was changed, some characters are totally gone, they never existed. They make it so, like, Superman, they're showing him in, like, his younger years. He starts off younger. Every character was sort of de-aged, too, so that they were reaching a younger audience. And just, they changed everything. They said they kept the continuity of Green Lantern and Batman, but not really, because certain things are different than they were before. Mm. And plus, you can't keep certain things, certain characters' continuity, and change everybody else's, because all these characters are intertwined in the storylines, right?
Are they going to bring back Shadowhawk?
I think Shadowhawk is going to be
part
of it.
That's one of my favorite DC
characters. I know he is. And I hope that they do bring him back for you. So they did this, right?
You know, Wolverine is also one of my favorite DC Comics characters.
I know all your favorites. I know that Spider-Man is your favorite, and Wolverine is your favorite, and Shadowhawk is your favorite.
My favorite DC characters.
You've made it so that favorite can apply to more than one thing.
That's right.
It's not favorites. They're all just your one favorite.
Yeah.
So they did all this stuff, and I was totally against it. It was just, it's a big publicity stunt, and the readership is up. Like, a lot of people are buying comics right now, but that's really catering to kind of like the more the flash in the pan guys, I think. The guys that are just buying it because it's exciting and new, and it's getting rid of all the old readers, like me, that are just like, you know what, I don't want to read a new version. I want my
old
version.
People that are actually buying comic books.
Yeah, the guys that kept it alive for so many years. So today, and I'm sorry there's going to be spoilers right off the bat, they showed the character Shazam, which he's now Shazam. He's no longer called Captain Marvel. It's called Shazam. But they were showing Billy Batson, and Billy Batson's like a good kid, and now they've made him into a punk kid.
Of course, because all the kids... Because
all the kids are punks. It's cool to be a punk kid. And then the other thing I saw today was Dick Grayson and Bruce Wayne were in sort of an argument, And instead of, like, Dick Grayson was coming after him because Bruce hadn't told him something. I can't remember exactly what it said. But Bruce Wayne backhands him. Just punches him. Just backhands him right across his face when they're having an argument, like a verbal argument. Which, that's insane.
It's not Bruce Wayne.
That's insane.
That's
like his son. That you don't, he, no.
The whole point of him taking Dick Grayson in, you know, and like, showing him.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's, that doesn't.
It was terrible. And so, I turn to Bob and I said, well, that cinches it. I will never pick up one of these 52 titles. There's no way I will buy one. So, if you like the new 52, that's great for you, but I just think it was a poor way to do things. And if you're changing characters at that point, it's just no fun. Man, I thought of another thing to talk about.
Okay.
Two more things.
Okay, well, before I...
I'll skip one of them.
Okay, well,
there's one I do want to talk about.
I just want to comment on what we're talking about.
Yeah, go ahead. I just don't want to forget.
People, that's the popular thing. For one, like you said, kids are always punk kids.
Yep.
Kids in the movies are always talking back to parents now. Kids are always getting the best of people, getting the upper hand. Kids are always smarter than everybody. I'm getting tired of it. I know somebody whose little girl is talking back to her and telling her what to do.
Yeah.
Telling her that if she doesn't pick her up from school or whatever, she's going to be mad at her. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's not fair.
I would never say that to my parents. Where's that coming from?
Yeah, it's
coming from Nickelodeon.
It's coming from the video games.
Video games and Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's coming from the new comic books. The 52.
Get off of my lawn.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what I feel like Clint Eastwood when I'm going on these rants because...
Well, don't get too... Let's not bring him down towards
the end. I'm not a grouchy old man. I just... Here's the thing.
Parents... need to be respectful.
Parents, teach your kids respect.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. And find out what it means to your kids. I mean, this is the future of our world here, people.
We're getting down. I don't want to get too down.
I'm sorry. Let's bring him back up.
Let's bring him back up.
On the plus side...
Yeah. What I'm going to talk about really isn't on the plus side.
Oh man, well,
I'm sorry.
I thought I was segueing.
But it's about something that's not very good, but it's not bad.
I'll find something positive. You say what you're going to say.
The Michael Bay Ninja Turtles thing.
What?
That's ridiculous, dude.
Oh.
Okay, in case you don't know, Michael Bay is also putting his mark on Ninja Turtles. There's going to be a Ninja Turtles movie. Michael Bay's handling it. He successfully destroyed Transformers.
Who let that go?
To me.
Who let him do that?
I'm going to ruin something right now.
Ruin it.
I went into Transformers 1 thinking it was going to be terrible. And I enjoyed it because I thought it was going to be terrible and my expectations were so low, I was able to enjoy it.
That might be on your list.
It is probably going to be on my list.
Shoot.
Whereas Transformers 2 and 3 were horrendous. They were so bad. I mean, they are wretched films. I mean, just from start to finish, wretched movies.
No offense to anybody.
If you like it, I'm sorry, you have bad taste when it comes to films. And you need to be told that. Transformers 2 and 3 are not good. They're not good.
They're probably not
good. So Michael Bay successfully ruins Transformers in film. They make a ton of money, but they're not good films. And they're not good takes on the Transformers.
A lot of flash.
Especially the end of Transformers 3 when they totally abolish the Optimus Prime character in my eyes. But anyway, I don't want to get off a tangent there.
That's a spoiler.
So he's doing a Turtles movie. And he came out with this statement that says, oh, kids are really going to dig it. They're going to dig the fact that these guys are aliens from an alien race. And these are the Ninja Turtles that are aliens. Or something to that effect.
How do they learn ninjutsu?
Exactly. Exactly. That's where I'm running with this. And so,
of course, in movies, everybody knows martial arts.
Yeah.
Which I hate now. That's another thing. Every fight scene has to be, they all know martial arts.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Did I mention I study martial arts?
Hey, did I mention I study martial arts?
I study the martial arts? Hey. Did I mention I study martial arts?
Next time I dream a little
something.
Yeah, I messed it up because...
You got it. Yeah. You just take it back. Edit it out. Just do it again.
I'm just not on tonight.
Do it again, dude.
I'm just not on.
Just do it again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But next time, I'll dream of something a little thinner. See, I messed it up again.
Yeah, you did fine. You did fine. Yo, Kino! Oh, okay, anyway. So, he came out and said that. And everybody's like, are you kidding me? Aliens? And then he made another statement that said, fans just need to chill. They haven't read the script. We got one of the creators behind the original Ninja Turtles that's behind it. And we're going to enrich this universe and make it bigger. You don't need to. Why are you making a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie if you want to change it so that it's not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles anymore?
Right. There's because Teenage... Alien
Teenage
Ninja Turtles.
Alien, and it really would it be called a ninja? You know, I don't know. Are they learning these martial arts on an alien planet? Would they be called ninja? Are there turtles on this alien planet? Right. Are they called turtles there? You're not even doing Ninja Turtles.
Right, it's something else.
It's something else. Just buy something else. Or create something else.
If you want to do Spaced Invaders.
Do Spaced Invaders. That's film, because Nate'll love it.
Nate won't love it. He won't love a remake. I can tell you that much right now.
Can I call Nate out on the one thing?
On what thing?
What you told me earlier?
That he hasn't seen Alien?
He hasn't seen Alien, and he's got Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves as his number one movie of all time.
It's not his number one movie of all time.
It's because he's only seen one movie.
It's not two movies.
He's seen Spaced Invaders and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Not true.
That's all he's seen. I'm going to go in my head.
That's not true.
That's all he's seen. Because that's the only way you can explain.
I'm sure that Nate is going to correct this. He's not seen only two movies. Nate has good taste in movies.
Well, agree to disagree.
He just hasn't seen Alien.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's true.
I think he hasn't seen all the good movies then. And that's why Robin Hood is marked so high on his list. Because he's seen stuff like Ishtar.
Hold on.
Stopping My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, no, he hasn't seen
it. He's seen Tango and Cash.
Is good.
It's okay, but that's the reason why Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves is on this list.
Well, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves meant something to him as a kid. I have to agree with that.
I'll give it to him.
I have to agree with that.
He did say it was perfect.
I don't think he said it was perfect. I think you're misremembering things.
Well, I don't know.
I think you're
But he's not here to clarify. So we'll just go with what I thought.
I'm going to try.
Since I'm the only one that's speaking up for him.
I'm going to try and clear the record.
I got you covered, buddy.
I'm going to clear the record.
I know we've never met, but I'm going to watch your back.
Clear the record.
We totally lost where we were at again.
That's why.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, so if you're going to make a movie and change it, why make that movie? Why go after that?
Well, he's making Space Invaders.
Exactly. Make that and don't call it Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
Don't mess up Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles has worked for so long for a reason.
Right.
And there is differences between, like, the cartoon and the original comic origin, but at the same time, they're not aliens. It's different, but at the same, it's still maintaining certain things. The ooze is alien in origin, but they don't have to be aliens. Come on, Michael Bay.
Just stick to the story. Just
stick to the stories.
Guilty as charged.
With the stories.
With the stories.
All right, well, that's all I got. All
right, that's it then.
You cool with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Nate. I didn't say anything bad about your movies.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever.
Well, how do you think I got all this info? Mike all the time is saying, man, I can't believe my friend Nate and his horrible movie choices. James, I got to tell you about Nate's bonehead move and movie choices this time. I got to tell you what he did this time. No, he didn't really say that.
I didn't say that.
Or did he?
But here's the thing, with movies, they're moments of opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure Nate never had the opportunity to sit down and watch Alien.
I don't really have a problem with having Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves on this list. I gotta say that.
I like Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
I do too. Except for the top 10.
Hey, let me take the opportunity right now.
Yeah.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, if you go and look for the DVD, you get a basic DVD.
Oh, yeah.
The whole batch is bad. They stop in the middle of the movie, so don't pick that up. Your next option is the Blu-ray that they put out. Mm-hmm. But the only thing on that Blu-ray, the only Blu-ray that's available, is a director's cut, an extended edition, which doesn't include any more cool Robin Hood stuff. It only includes more of the sheriff and some fisheye lens effects and him talking to the witch and being weird. It kind of ruins the movie. It brings it down. I don't know why they did it.
That brings me to another point.
Why not put both versions on there?
Why do bad movies get so loaded with special features sometimes? Like this Batman and Robin DVD. You looked at lunch. It's loaded with special features, all these documentaries and things like that. But Robin and Prince of Thieves, which is actually a solid movie.
There should have been something there. There's nothing.
Get much.
Even on the Blu-ray, there's nothing on it.
It's ridiculous. Quit wasting my time. I'm not going to buy that from Best
Kevin.
Buy.
Kevin, if you're listening, you have to do something about this.
Kevin Sorbo.
I want audio commentary. I want Kevin Sorbo to do
something about Robin Hood.
Audio commentary on
Robin Hood versus Thieves. I don't know what I'm doing here today. I'm Kevin Sorbo from the television show Hercules, but I've been asked to do commentary on Robin Hood versus Thieves. I've never seen this film.
You know,
this should be fun.
You know what? I like Kevin Costner.
I do too.
I'm a Kevin Costner fan.
I like Kevin Costner.
I have to.
All right. Well,
I think I'm going to make a post about.
Do it,
Kevin Costner.
For now, let's wrap this up, though.
All right, wrapping it up.
Wrap it up.
I'll take it.
Wrap it up.
We've
done this one before. Let's not do that again. Okay. I think we've done wrap it up before.
I don't think we have done it in life, not on the podcast.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have your...
I'm doing one that relates to the show today.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they came to me.
My sign-off is kind of related to the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unbeknownst to us, we correlated. Yeah. Okay, this has been Mike and James. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
This episode has been brought to you by Boys Selling Girl Scout Cookies. Go ahead and pick up some Caramel Delights for them. Hey, you'll be supporting a good cause. All right?
Action features.